Comic-Con, the annual pop culture convention, begins today in San Diego. 125,000 people are expected to swarm the city, some in costume, to check out the latest comic books, movies, TV shows, and comedy. Comic-Con comedy. Say that five times fast as you listen to NPR's Nina Gregory.
Amongst the caped crusaders and masked men, there are those who come to Comic-Con not to don their alter egos, but to find the funny. Not funny pages, but funny people. Tucked away in the little rooms of the San Diego Convention Center, fans seek out panels and performances from their favorite comedians. Keith Phipps is the editor of the entertainment paper, The AV Club. He explains what kind of comedy works at Comic-Con.
For the last few years, it's kind of anything that can stir a cultish following has a home at Comic-Con. And certainly comedy is no stranger to cult followings from Monty Python on up.
One show that fits that cult comedy niche is Children's Hospital. It's a parody of hospital dramas on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim.
It takes more than the healing power of laughter to perform a successful operation.
Yeah, sometimes it takes actual medical procedure.
Sometimes.
Rob Corddry is the show's creator and star. He talks about why he goes to Comic-Con.
I have to be honest about it. I guess my involvement in Comic-Con is more parasitic than anything. Like, I am going there, you know, A, to have fun, and B, to, yeah, hopefully get more viewers for my show.
Corddry will be on a panel where fans can ask him questions. And this is part of the draw. Fans get to see sneak peeks and exclusive performances. They get to connect with the people who make and star in these shows. And they get to meet other fans. Again, Keith Phipps.
There's sort of nothing like sharing space with people who have your same obsessions. And whether that's, you know, comic books or Children's Hospital, Comic-Con seems to find room for everyone.
Well, not everyone. Comedian Kurt Metzger is on Ugly Americans. That's an animated comedy horror series on Comedy Central. Metzger plays an unemployed and undead zombie roommate. Despite this pedigree, he says fans at Comic-Con can be tough critics.
There's a certain kind of nerd that's like a real Robespierre type, you know, where they start out like kind of effete and weak seeming, but then once they have a little bit of power, they're just vicious. You know, it just bugs me. I mean, I thought we were all nerds and we're not like that.
Oh, but in the modern day French Revolution, that is the blogosphere, these nerds do have the power to behead. And of course, leave it to the comedians to then reject Comic-Con.
Everything we try to do is a rejection of everything else. So we can't just say, oh, well, we finally found our little home at Comic-Con. We have to find our home at Comic-Con and then reject it.
That's Tim Heidecker. He and Eric Wareheim are the stars of the Adult Swim show, Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job. Yes, that's the show's actual title. And despite the fact that its surrealistic style of comedy is practically tailor-made to suit the discriminating tastes of Comic-Con goers, Tim and Eric rejected Comic-Con. They took up residence at a nearby park where they staged their own makeshift convention, AwesomeCon. And their loyal fans followed. And that's a great thing about Comic-Con. The pleasure is in finding the funny, whether in a small room or a park down the street. Nina Gregory, NPR News.